Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Who's just going to bed?
Yeah.
So,
or just waking up and now enjoying all of the excitement?
Did you get up extra early?
You
came in
same time
with a head full of knowledge about this new Taylor Swift album. I'm like, when did she get up?
I've been listening for quite some time. Yes.
Okay.
As I was getting ready, popped in some earbuds, just listening.
Did it like auto-download or you had to go find it?
No, I just listened on YouTube.
Oh, okay. So It's already on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
I mean, not the full videos.
Wait, were you listening to like a bootleg copy or like the official?
Bootleg. Definitely bootleg. Couldn't have benefited. No. All had the little copyright
symbols. Everything dropped. It's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, she's ready.
She is.
She's totally ready to go.
The Taylor Swift Inc.
Right.
Is a well-oiled machine.
Oh, she knows what she's doing. I'm already trying to like understand like, okay, well, who's this song about? And is this what we expected versus what the song title was? And
now, do we have any of that analysis quite yet? Are we?
Yes.
We do?
Yes, we have some analysis.
Wow.
Because some things didn't play out the way I thought. Maybe there would be some Blake Lively talk in there, but that's not, at least according to my ears and my sources so far.
Your source, your brain.
Yeah, my sources are my brain.
I think you and I, the biggest question we both have is, what is this movie we're going to at 3 o'clock today?
Super excited for it. Don't know what we're doing.
I do not know what I've not seen a preview for it. And
no.
I don't even know if there's one out. I will say this. Because we were talking about if there's going to be a rating on it. And it says to be determined, assume PG-13, because her lyrics have become a little bit more adult.
Sure.
Over the course of her songwriting career.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's safe going in, knowing that.
It's good
to know. That's all I know about this thing, right?
Right. And it's all going to happen. Like, everything kind of has a tiered effect, right?
Right.
We're going to get a little piece of this, a little piece of that. As we go throughout the weekend.
And there's still this, we're waiting for maybe an announcement on Saturday?
I don't know.
What calendar were you looking at again?
Taylor Nation.
Okay.
The fan site had maybe a little something on Saturday night.
And they're pretty reliable?
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's that, and then there's like, well, because the Empire State Building was purple in one day, she's going to be at the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's not to that level
of
like.
No, I don't think it's that.
Dot connecting.
It's more like, will she show up on Saturday Night Live? Will she make an appearance at another
concert? But they seem to have the lead on something happening on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So something else is going to drop
this
weekend.
Which kind of makes sense, because she's got the movie that's going to drop.
Right.
The album dropped today, the movie dropping today. She's on the Graham Norton show tonight. Which we'll talk a little bit about what she talked about in that appearance on that show.
The Graham Norton show?
Mm-hmm.
When's Fallon? Tonight also?
That's next week on Monday.
Graham Norton got her before Fallon?
Yep.
Doesn't that seem a little upside down?
His show is really good.
It's very fun.
It's very fun, very well done.
I do appreciate that he brings out, usually it's four celebrities.
Everybody at the same time.
There's always alcohol.
Yes.
And everybody talks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but the combinations of people, too.
Right.
People who maybe have a work together and who maybe haven't, who have nothing to do with
it. Totally.
It's interesting how that all works out, and then we can just have these strange conversations.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's nothing else going on in the world except this.
We are locked
for the next,
in.
What, 72 hours, give or take?
Yeah.
Next 3 days, probably.
Yes, we are all locked in on this. And we're getting ready for Halloween.
Yes.
And there's a bit of a new trend on the rise for Halloween costumes. 52% of parents say they're planning to DIY their kids' Halloween costumes this year, which...
That's a high number?
That's a high number.
That is a high number.
Usually it's like I go to the store, I get the thing, I buy, click, buy, click, buy.
I don't know the effect of Party City closing locations, but do you think that's part of it?
I mean, it's that. It's the fact that, you know, that's an extra expense and maybe
that
doesn't work for families right now. So let's just make something. But I think that's kind of fun because growing up, we always made our costumes.
For the most part, usually you would buy a mask and work around it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put the pieces together. Like, I thought
my
it was
Mickey
an
Mouse
angel.
Was homemade.
Yes.
My Ghostbuster, homemade.
Yeah.
Right. You need like an auto mechanic,
buy
right? Khaki and then
wings. And then you put the rest of it together.
So for the Ghostbuster, I already had kind of a Star Wars gun, which kind of looked like the thing they would shoot.
Yeah.
We would use a pop flat, a pop can flat. I would paint it black.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two belts, strap it to my back. Worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, DIY.
That DIY, I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of a lost art that maybe is going to be coming back this Halloween. And I'm excited to see it.
Also a unique kind of economic indicator, right?
Yes.
It's one of the areas families are saving on going into the fall.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like, if I don't spend here, we'll have a little extra for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully. But I just think it's kind of cool. Actually, I'm excited if I see some kids on my doorstep that have...
Oh, I love it.
Homemade costumes.
Absolutely love it.
Especially if you have something that's very niche, you know, you're yes. trying to convey.
Niche or punny.
Uh-huh.
Or a little like high conceptual, but when it lands, it looks great.
But it looks amazing.
I love all of that.
Yeah. I say go for it. Have fun DIYing.
It's Halloween, right? Make
yeah.
it dress up to everyone.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
La Crosse, Wisconsin-based Quick Trip. Around here with what? I just wanted to make sure you got that W there.
Oh, I got it.
Around here known as Quick Star, announces getting rid of Penny's.
How do you do that as
I'll tell
a
you.
Company?
All cash transactions will be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if it's $1.04, you'll pay $1. If you are paying in cash, credit card, automatic, that's still going to be at the regular price.
Okay.
Quick Trip says stores will enact the new transaction as they run out of pennies per store. So you've got 900 stores across 7 states.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like they're losing the penny everywhere. It's just once they start running out at wherever they keep the petty cash, they will then enact this policy, and that will be the new policy at Quick Trip, Quick Star going forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is the first local impact that we've seen since the government is not going to mint any new pennies with the U.S. Treasury.
Huh.
So there you go. Sports shorts! And they did. The Cubs move on. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 yesterday at Wrigley. Now move on to the National League Division Series in Milwaukee on Saturday. First pitch at 1 o'clock on TBS. The Brewers finished number one in the Central League, in the National League. The Cubs number two. They won within a couple. Like, their records were very similar. But because Milwaukee had the better record, they'll host the first game. So I just gave you the TV. I don't want to wake up Spencer on sports. Because it's early, but...
Don't do that to Spencer.
He's more of an afternoon owl. Here's what I don't know yet. The Iowa State football game will be going on towards the end of it.
Yes.
At the same time this is going to start, and we provide coverage for both teams. My guess would be the Cyclone game will end, and then we will join coverage.
Into that.
That's a Danson Eric Hansen guess.
Right.
Because I don't know.
But it's a Spencer on sports call.
But when you've got the Cyclones playing Cincinnati tomorrow, and by the way, if Iowa State wins, they will have 6 wins already and will be the first college football team this season to go to a bowl game. Because they were the first team to play. They kicked off the college football
That's
season
right, in Ireland. Ireland.
And because they had that first win a week before anybody else played football, they are poised to, at a minimum, be bowl eligible if
That's
they get
crazy.
Past Cincinnati
this
on the road
so
tomorrow.
Early.
I know, it feels very early.
Wow.
But all of that stacking up, it's going to be a great day for sports. Hawkeyes are off, by the way, on Saturday. So just be prepared for all of it. But Cubs fans are happy getting that win yesterday in Wrigley. We'll stay in the sports world for just a second. University of Iowa women's basketball season 25-26 season tickets are sold out for the third consecutive season.
Wow.
Details regarding the student ticket program and then limited single game ticket availability will be made available at a later date. But the Iowa women's basketball team, 3 seasons in a row, 2 without Caitlin Clark,
mm-hmm.
officially sold out. The Hawkeyes hold the largest streak in the nation with 35 consecutive home sellouts. Iowa's also been ranked top 10 nationally in attendance for the past 6 seasons. Jan Jensen, going into the fall, a lot of good news. Got that big recruit from
yes.
California just the last couple of days.
It's going to be fun to keep eyes on her and watch her grow.
It's going to be a sellout at Carver all season for Hawkeye women's basketball. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire?
Well, let's start with Diddy. Diddy has a big day today. He's going to be sentenced. Sean Combs, different move than what he's been doing thus far prior to sentencing. He sent the judge a letter.
Okay.
In that letter, I think for the first time, he apologizes for everything.
Because who is pointing that out? The prosecution? And maybe even the judge.
The prosecution said
there's been no remorse.
There's been no remorse. There's been no apologies, nothing. But in this letter to the judge, he says, I take full responsibility and accountability for my past wrongs. He also said that he's free from drugs and alcohol for the first time in 25 years and expressed gratitude for his newfound clarity and sobriety. He said, I lost my way. My downfall was rooted in my selfishness, and said that he'd had some time to reflect during his time in jail, mentioned he had some moments of wanting to give up, but ultimately chose to live and to move forward and to change. He has been mentoring inmates in business programs behind bars. He's been trying to use his motivational skills. However, at the same time, we'll see what the judge says, because that sentencing is today. The judge is the person who's going to decide how much time he serves behind bars.
That's got to be tough, though, because you have to consider the law.
Mm-hmm.
The sentence.
Right.
The person.
Yes.
And those impacted by the things he did, right?
Right, because those victims are terrified.
Yes.
Said that they're, if he gets out, I don't know if I feel safe. Also, yesterday, he was hit with two new sexual assault lawsuits.
He was?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting times. But Life of a Showgirl is here. Taylor Swift dropped that album at midnight, and fans are already busy dissecting all of the songs and figuring out what everything means.
As one would.
As one would, right? The first single is The Fate of Ophelia, which we just played this morning already. It is interesting because there was some question as to, like, is there going to be a song about Blake Lively and something about a dragon? No, but there is a song called Actually Romantic, which allegedly takes shots at Charlie XCX. It sounds a little bit like Charlie's song Everything Is Romantic, and the lyrics go like this.
Was there a beef there?
Well, Charlie's song referenced somebody, and she never said exactly who it was, but Charlie XCX is now married to George Daniel, who is bandmates with Taylor's ex, Maddie Healy, from the 1975.
Aha, aha, aha.
So there's maybe a little beef there. She was, she actually opened up for Taylor Swift at her Reputation tour back in the day, and they were very tight, but then it seemed like Charlie was talking about Taylor behind her back. So, if anything, maybe that's a shot at Charlie XCX.
Don't you think, though, if you are called out in a Taylor Swift song, you've made it?
Arrived.
Yes.
It's all about how you look at it, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
If you've been called out, you've made it. I got to tell you about a three-year-old's birthday party. Perhaps the world's biggest George Strait fan.
The country artist George Strait?
Yes, the country. You know, check yes or no.
Yeah. Also, so the three-year-old is a fan of 90s country star and still huge,
yeah,
George Strait.
There's a TikTok of this little dude. His name is Smith, and he's decked out for his third birthday wearing a Stetson hat, a denim button-down shirt, cowboy boots.
Got a little, I would say a big belt buckle, but when you're, how old is he again?
He's three.
Three, every belt buckle's big.
Every buckle, you can just wear a regular size belt buckle, it's big belt buckle. He has a cardboard cutout of George Strait, and he's sitting next to it. There's a banner nearby that says, dang, Strait, Smith is three.
I love this.
It's so cute, it's so wholesome. I hope. So it's like, it's a TikTok and it's going viral right now. People are sharing it. George Strait fans are like, oh, isn't this cute? The hope is George Strait himself sees it.
Get it to George Strait.
Somebody pass this along to George Strait because it is so cute. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Ready? I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay, ready.
There are only 12 weeks left in this year. It is the 40th week of 2025.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. As we broadcast from our elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west, this is Nerd News.
Woo!
It sounds like the setup for a joke, but it's an actual story. How do you embarrass a nerd?
I don't know. How do you embarrass a nerd?
By playing in a video game tournament while also holding your 5-day-old baby.
Oh, Dad.
Mom.
Mom!
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 A new mother is going viral after winning a video game tournament in Florida while holding her newborn just 5 days after giving birth via cesarean section.
How? Okay, you're holding the baby.
I have to guess. Probably a little.
Oh, strapped to you.
It does not explain if it's swaddled or.
Because in the crook of your arm, like, oh.
The gamer who goes by the handle Legion entered a Mortal Kombat XL tournament last Saturday in Orlando.
Why?
Why not? You're Legion.
But like.
Your fans demand it.
Because your fans need you.
Hey, I got to have this baby now, Doc. I'm in a tournament in 5 days. Legion defeated 3 other players, including her own husband.
Yeah.
The story does not say baby's father. It just says husband. While holding their newborn, Cereza is the name of the baby.
Beautiful.
In her arms. There you go.
In her arms.
Cereza was born September 22nd, 5 days before the tournament. What did this effort get her?
What did it get?
Great question, Claire.
Yes.
A trip to DreamHack, which is a video game tournament in Atlanta later this month.
It's
a big festival. And a cash prize.
What?
$28.
Stop.
$28.
That's not worth it.
I looked up this story every angle. I'm like, that is a typo. I'm going to find the right number. $28 was the cash
even
prize.
Even $280 is a laughable. What?
So now, you Legion, you have to travel with your baby, I presume. You're in Florida.
Although it's a qualifier.
It is a qualifier, it's but a you're qualifier. Going up. But now it's a good luck thing, right? Now she's going to have to play in Atlanta while holding the baby, which now will be 27 days old. That's her thing, right? That's her signature.
Calling card.
That's, oh no, Legion's here.
What happens when the baby gets upset?
You just take out your opponents quickly. I don't know. This baffles me, but also congratulations.
What if it's baby's lunchtime? Like, what? That's wild.
I know. Okay, you ready for a preview of the heavens?
Yeah.
Here are the top astronomy events for October. Super Harvest Moon next week. October kicks off 3 months in a row of supermoons.
Ooh.
Supermoon, by the way, looks larger and brighter because it's closer to Earth. So the Super Harvest Moon will shine Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And it should be bright and brilliant. The Draconid meteor shower, October 8th and 9th, will be the first meteor shower of the month. Might be a little tricky because we're coming off of a full moon. So it might be very hard to see.
Okay.
And it's not a lot of activity. Wait until the Orionid meteor shower, my friends.
When's that?
October 22nd and 23rd. It's coming off of a new moon, which is a dark moon.
Ah.
And you should get 20 shooting stars an hour.
Oh my goodness.
During the Orionid meteor shower, October 22nd and 23rd.
That sounds beautiful.
I know I didn't need to tell you that, but I just wanted to remind you.
Thank you for the reminder.
Of how many come through. Finally, nerd news. Alaska's Katmai National Park, your home for Fat Bear Week, has a new champion. Some bear who's never won before. It's a brown bear named 32 Chunk. Eliminated the first ever Fat Bear Week championship title. Claimed. I don't know why I said eliminated. Claimed. 32 Chunk beat out two-time champion 128 Grazer. And this year's runner-up, Bear 856, in a bracket-style online vote.
Go Chunk!
Now, as we said last week, you would get a lot more activity, dear National Park, if you named your bears.
Yeah, straight up.
Just name them. Chunk earned 96,000 votes to win. Overall, more than 1.5 million votes were cast this year for Fat Bear Week, which is a new record. They've been doing this for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Chunk has been a fan favorite. This is the first time he's won. By the way, he had a broken jaw this June. He got into a fight with another bear.
Oh, my gosh.
And he still ate more and looked bigger and put on more weight than the other bears.
Are they going to help him? He has a broken jaw?
Nature's nature, my friend. He's learned how to survive.
He's fine.
He's going to go in chunk. That cave. That thing's going to heal itself. He's going to come out super chunk.
He's already super chunk.
Super chunk. That's nerd news.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
C102.9.
Yes.
Excited? Nervous?
No, I'm terrified. I just read a paragraph about what we're sending Jaden and producer Ben to tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Four incredible museums are part of the Rock Island Roadhouse Esoteric Expo 2025. Items that they will be able to see, including the real Annabelle doll, which mm-hmm. worries me greatly, as well as the shadow doll, a satanic idol.
What?
And more. I'm more freaked out that we're sending Jaden and producer Ben to do this.
Well, we decided that throughout the month of October, we're going to make this a series. We're going to be sending Jaden from The Night Show and producer Ben on adventures. We're just getting started with, I don't know, maybe the biggest thing. This is a possessed, haunted doll that is known for
those who have come into contact with it have experienced unexplainable phenomenon and death.
Mm-hmm.
One of the handlers of this touring show died earlier this year. But to hear Jaden talk about it, she's all about it. It's like me wanting to go to Disney World.
She's like, I'm fascinated. I have to go. I have to see it.
She's got a little bit of the shine.
Mm-hmm. She says that she used to have some, you know, friends, imaginary friends.
Like,
when she was a kid.
We all had imaginary friends as kids, but it's like, no, those were actual bodies or spirits, whatever room she was in as a child.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Kind of weird.
So this is one of many. And this is where we need your help. So this Saturday, Jaden, producer Ben, off to the Rock Island Expo, the Esoteric Expo, interacting with the real Annabelle doll. If they survive,
yes,
we get a full report early next week. Then we need to send her out again, and that's where we need you to come in. Whether they are famous haunts, like the Black Angel in Iowa City.
Sure.
Or things you've experienced that we think Jaden can experience as well. We would love to hear about it. She is up for anything.
Yeah, she's all about
She'll explore it.
This month, she's ready to go. We're sending producer Ben with her because he doesn't buy into all this so much.
No.
Bit of a skeptic.
If he doesn't make it back, he's expendable.
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 But we want to hear from you where you think they should go, what they should investigate next. You can let us know. Scramble at KZIA.com.
This weekend, it's the Annabelle doll. Where she goes next to turn you into a believer, that's up to you. Let us know your spooky place in the area, something we can explore. Scramble at KZIA.com, our first chapter of the Z-Files.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Friday morning feels a little empty. We have no Hawkeye football coming up tomorrow.
It's weird when the Hawks have a bye week, but you know what? We still want to kind of break down the loss that happened last week. You got to kind of
gotta
reconcile
look back.
That.
I believe, you know, Coach KF is you and Matt call him.
Claire. Now, he said it was okay.
It's a 24-hour rule to kind of flush that. Then they've got 2 weeks to prepare, get healthy again. We had some injuries in that game as well.
Right.
So let's talk some Hawks. We'll start in the football realm and work our way over to some other sports. Laura Vandenberg, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Welcome back to the studio.
Hey, thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to
see
you.
On my own. Let me go.
Yeah, look at you. On your own, totally, except tiny asterisk. When you said you were going to come in, your husband sent you with some notes on what you should be talking about, or is this a full-on
script? Is
this
a prepared statement?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
It was by my request.
Okay.
Because as you guys, I mean, I hope everybody knows, I am not quite of the football mind. I know enough to be scary.
Sure.
But I'm not quite Matt. Okay, so I just wanted him to help me out. Are you
well,
guys ready
like
for this?
He's been on the field, right? That's a kind of inside insight.
On the field, in the player rooms, right?
Yeah,
in meetings.
In the locker room.
He talks football from a football player's point of view. He's
right.
Dropping names and defensive coverages. And even if you're not into it, you at least can kind of understand the concept of it.
Yeah.
But for most casual fans, which I think this room is all at the same level, because
mm-hmm.
half the stuff he says I don't understand either. Mm-hmm. So whatever he sent you, I cannot wait to hear. Because as a fan, I was there. I saw you Saturday. And I felt very optimistic into the fourth quarter. And we were on a dry. We intercepted a pass. I'm like, finally,
it
a takeaway from this quarterback.
Close.
We miss a field goal. And then it was like a mistake and then a mistake and then all of a sudden the game's over.
Yes.
Yeah.
That actually, you summed that up really well.
Thanks.
Is that what it says?
Those are my feelings.
That was it. How did you know that?
Matt and I text. I'd like to, though. Could I have Matt's number? No, no, I'm joking.
No, you may not.
No, you may not.
Okay. You both right. Shut that down. What did Matt... bring this to this conversation.
Okay, so we'll start on the defensive side of the ball. You already kind of covered this. Okay, so they played really well, you guys.
They did.
Yes.
We had a couple of mishaps. I think this was a really good showing for the Hawkeyes, though. The Iowa defense, they blitzed a lot. You caught up on that, didn't you?
Of course,
you,
I saw the blitz.
You knew. Yeah. They blitzed a lot during
blitz
the game.
Blitz again?
And you know what? It paid off for the most part. Again, this is his wording. They played cover zero. You knew that.
Yes.
Totally. With Cohen Entringer and Xavier Wongpa, one time it led to Luttmer's interception. I think that was the point we were all like, it's happening.
It's turning.
Yeah. And then the other time that they blitzed, like with that, you know, cover zero. I sound so smart. That was Indiana's go-ahead touchdown.
So I know what that means. Yeah. Cover zero means you don't have a safety over the top of the defense, meaning when that player gets beyond everybody else, there's about one more person left to tackle him. We didn't have that last person because we were bringing them up for a blitz. So we just, while we had the same amount of guys on the field, we had them in the wrong position.
Yeah.
That's how that pass got through.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
That's also football.
Yeah, that's football for you, baby.
All right. These missed field goals. Can we talk special teams for just a second?
You know, I don't really have anything on that other than, unfortunately, sometimes you miss field goals.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You never know. It just seems like maybe he's having a tougher time with those this year.
Consistency, not quite the same thing as it's been in the past.
Yeah.
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 Offense-wise, I thought we, great game plan.
Yeah, totally. I thought Mark looked really good. He definitely like sat back in the pocket a little bit more. And this is where Matt kind of comes in. He said they were doing edge rushing and pressuring our tackles to force Mark into the pocket. So I kind of think that like bends the outside of the offensive line, which then creates that nice little pocket.
Yeah.
Well, then Mark, he has really good legs.
Yes.
And he wasn't able to run as much. So it kind of forced him into that pocket, make some throws downfield. I think that was kind of beneficial because he showed that he was a little more comfortable in that spot. And we got to see that arm that we were a little more, I guess, expecting coming from South Dakota State. So I thought it was a really good showing for that for him. And I'm really happy that he has these 2 weeks to hopefully get that injury.
Has a little bit of an ankle issue.
Yeah. So hopefully that comes back together.
And like you said, there's no moral victories here. But it was nice. You know, at least we kept up the pace, right? It was a close game. They hadn't been challenged in that same way in the previous weeks.
No, right. We had the right game plan, but with Hawkeye football, sometimes it comes down to a play or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the ball bounces our way. Sometimes it
doesn't.
It
didn't go our way.
It didn't this time. So we'll put football to the side because we've got Wisconsin in a week. We've got a lot of excitement. Let's start on the women's basketball side. Big recruit announcement yesterday. Got a sellout for the season for season ticket holders. What else do we know?
Yeah, so McKenna Velitzko. If you look at her last name, it does not look like that's what it says. So
no,
I definitely had to look that up. She is a 5-star recruit. She is number 6 in the top 100 recruits for the 2026 team. She is an absolutely phenomenal player. She is the type of player that, like, she will go into Carver Hawkeye Arena and people will absolutely love her. She has an amazing personality. She is a super kind person. And she's just going to meld super well. She is kind of she's a more versatile Megan Gustafson, I guess you would say. She's got a mid-range shot. She's got some perimeter shooting, but she's also super effective at the glass. She finishes the shot. She's also a huge rebounder. I think that's something maybe we've been missing out on a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so to have her kind of come in and take that role, she's going to pair super well with Hannah Stolke, who is also, by the way, a preseason first team All Big Ten.
Nice.
Yes. Yay.
So tons to look forward to. Kylie Fearback is coming back. And by the way, that was just announced yesterday that McKenna is going to be committing to the Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
She was deciding between USC, South Carolina, and Ohio State.
Major programs.
Major programs. Yeah. So for her to commit to the Hawkeyes, I mean, this is going to be one
cool.
of those, like, she's going to commit, and I'm hoping that's going to bring some more top recruits, too. They say she's a really good recruiter, and I think that really speaks to her personality and the way that she can relate to other girls.
And she'll be coming to us as a freshman.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity to kind of, like, I feel like we kind of lost out on the Caitlin Clark years a little bit with COVID in there. So you'll be able to watch, you know, her whole career.
Totally.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Her trajectory, if you will.
Yeah.
What's on the men's side? We've got a new coach, Ben McCollum.
Oh, my goodness. The men's side. Everything is new. We had Coach McCollum on the podcast. That has not come out yet. It's going to come out like right before basketball season.
Okay.
It feels weird to announce or to like have that out now. Right. So that conversation, Matt and I were both like, oh, he's good. Right. Even just from talking to him, he's a go-getter. He is a competitor. And I think all of that really speaks to the fact that he has a 81.1 winning percentage coming into Iowa. That's a really high winning percentage.
Yeah.
So he's coming from, he also had 4 national titles at the Division II level, went to Drake last year, had a 31-4 record. 31-4 record. How amazing would that be to see in Carver-Hawkeye Arena?
That would be great.
Yes. And again, he just has an incredible personality. He's bringing a ton of really good players from Drake. And we actually had him out to talk to all the freshmen at our On Iowa event just this past summer. And he kind of talked to the students of like, hey, guys, we need you guys to come to Carver. We need you guys to be loud. We need that atmosphere. And that's on you guys. But for us, what we want to do is give you guys a championship team that you deserve. Chills, right? I was like, whoa, Ben, like that is so exciting. That's exactly what we want. And just really excited to see what he brings. He's also from Iowa. And so he has loved the Hawkeyes his entire life. He calls this a destination job. And I couldn't be more proud and excited for that.
When he was announced, it was within 24 hours, a photo came out of Coach Tom Davis, Dr. Tom, and a little Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he has those ties to the basketball program from even then. Before we quickly get to wrestling, what's the Hoops Downtown event?
Ooh, Hoops Downtown. Yes, October 17th. So it's a super fun event, very fan-centric. And it's also a really good opportunity for our fans to get to know the players on like a personal level. Their personalities really come out. And especially for that men's team, who they're all new, for the most part, fresh faces that we haven't gotten a chance to get to know.
Totally.
It does kind of seem like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, for everybody to come out and interact with them and just kind of see who they are as people and also watch them hoop a little bit.
Nice.
What a great opportunity for especially young fans. That's cool.
Yeah. Then quickly, wrestling coming in, 14-1 last season, 7-1 in the Big Ten. Looks like we got Wisconsin, Penn State, Minnesota all coming to Carver-Hawkeye in the early part of next year.
Yeah, well, you know wrestling. We are Wrestling Town USA, as they call us. When they bring recruits in for football, they always take them to a wrestling meet if they can, if it's that season. And every single time, the football players come out and go, oh my goodness, I want to be a part of this, right? Wrestling
Town. Just
that
spirit of winning, right?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, a winning tradition. And I don't see that going away anytime soon. We've, like you said, Wisconsin, Penn State at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, Minnesota, Michigan. Those are all huge duels.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our lineup goes, Michael Caliendo is coming back. He's a 3-time All-American. I don't see him not getting his 4th All-American, right? Drake Ayala at that lower weight, excited to see him come back. Jordan Williams, he's a transfer from Oklahoma State. Excited to see him come in, see what he can do. Patrick Kennedy, I feel like he's been here forever. He's coming back for his 5th year. He's a phenomenal wrestler. Always kind of puts us on the map at Big Tens and competes really well at NCAAs. Gabe Arnold is coming back. He is a super fun wrestler to watch. He's got a lot of personality. And Ben Keeter, he's our heavyweight from last year. I'm really hoping we can see him at 197. He's super tall. He's really lanky. And he's just kind of like a force out there.
So drop him a weight.
Yeah.
And see what he can do in that weight class.
Yes, yeah. I would love to see that. And on a side note, he's got really cool tattoos, so you should check those out sometime.
Check out his tats.
Yeah.
Laura Vandenberg, we always love talking Hawks with you or your husband, Matt, every Friday. Thank you so much for bringing a little bit of knowledge, getting ready for some women's basketball, men's basketball, wrestling. Thanks, Laura.
Totally. Thank you, guys.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.